Sorry to disappoint. My presentation has nothing to do with either death or injury, so next time. So I'm currently part of the alcohol epidemiology program at the University of Minnesota that Dr. Tracy Toomey is head of. And my background in this field actually includes work that I've done at CDC on the alcohol team. Dave Nelson's here from the CDC, I see. And some of the work I did there was working on the development of the alcohol-related disease impact software and also working with alcohol problems in the military. Currently, at the University of Minnesota, I'm also working the alcohol epi team, and I'm also working on projects looking at unintended consequences related to local clean indoor air ordinances on alcohol businesses. So this presentation is going to be looking at support for alcohol control policies in local public health agencies. So to simplify for this presentation, I'm going to state that, you know, in the United States, we have three levels of public health agencies. We have the top is the federal level, meaning CDC, NIH, Department of Health and Human Services. The state level, which includes both state health departments and substance abuse agencies. And then the local level, which can be considered the county, county health boards, local public health agencies. There are approximately 3,000 local public health agencies located throughout the United States. Their jurisdictions vary widely. Some are just single cities, some are multiple counties, regions. Most local public health agencies are governed by some sort of a political body, whether it's a city council, county board of commissioners, or county health boards. Governing boards tend to determine funding priorities for the following year, but the problem is most members of these boards may not have public health or medical backgrounds, and they may rely on members of the local public health agencies to help make recommendations for policies and programs. So in local public health agencies, you know, simplicity for this presentation, we're going to be focusing on the director's role, which is as the agency lead. They more than likely have public health and medical training. We're also going to look at manager's role. Here we're going to be looking at alcohol programs that managers lead. You know, here I'm going to be mainly describing managers as being at the division level, topic specific. You know, and in addition to the managers and directors, we also have staff, epidemiologists, nurses, public health educators, but I'm not going to be focusing on the staff level. So for governing boards, I'm going to be referring to them as county commissioners throughout this presentation, and we're going to be focusing only on county commissioners in the state of Minnesota. They're elected to staggered four-year terms. There's over 400 currently in Minnesota. Their administrative arm of the state, as I said before, they help to decide policies and programs and set budget priorities for the following year. So the purpose of this study was to really examine support for specific alcohol control policies among these local public health agency leaders. Again, this is going to be county commissioners, directors, and managers. So the way this study was conducted, it was a census of all Minnesota local public health agencies at the county or multi-county level. There are four in Minnesota that are at the city level, but we are not going to include them in this presentation. So both a paper and a web-based survey was sent out. 82% of the respondents chose the paper survey over the web-based survey. The survey was sent to all directors of local public health agencies. Managers who were responsible for alcohol-related issues, according to the county website, and then it was also sent to all the county commissioners in the state of Minnesota. And the survey had it had a variety of questions on their knowledge and support for certain alcohol-related programs and policies, how they access research, and also basic demographics. So overall, we had about a 60% response rate. And you can see directors had the highest response rate of 83%. County commissioners, we only had a 56% response rate, but this is actually pretty high for elected officials. So demographics, we have quite some differences here. A majority of county commissioners are male, where it's a very small minority, actually, among directors and managers of local public health agencies. Current time and position is pretty similar across the three groups, but education level is another area that this differs. So the highest education level attained, majority of county commissioners only reported a high school or an associate's degree, where that's pretty much non-existent for directors and managers in local public health agencies. Majority of them have a bachelor's degree or much higher. And I've also been told by other people this is also partly an age effect, too. So our study objective was to identify the levels and perceptions of support for alcohol control policies among local public health leaders. Specifically, county commissioners were asked their level of support for specific alcohol policies and programs, and then directors and managers of each of the local public health agencies were asked what level of support they thought their county commissioners had for each of these policies and programs. So it was to determine their perception of support for these policies and programs. We asked about specific alcohol policies and programs. They covered two general areas. The first one had to do with increasing alcohol excise taxes, and the second area was reducing youth access to alcohol. County commissioners' questions on the survey were, how strongly do you favor or oppose a suggested policy or program? They had about a 5-point Likert scale, strongly oppose, neutral, strongly favor, or favor. And then their second question they were also asked is how likely that you would actually vote to designate funds or resources to support the establishment of the policy or program. And this has to do not only with just voting to establish the program, but if infrastructure had to be built around the policy or the program. And directors and managers were specifically asked, how likely are your county commissioners to support this policy or program, and how likely do you think they would actually vote to designate funds or resources for this? So the specific question on increasing alcohol excise taxes, we covered two areas, youth alcohol prevention and then prevention for the general public. So the specific question is, efforts to reduce teenage drinking will cost money. In order to raise the money, suppose a coalition forms to work on increasing the tax on alcohol by 5 cents per drink to pay for youth alcohol prevention and treatment programs. How likely is it that your governing board would support or designate funds? And then the exact same question was asked again, but taking out the youth alcohol treatment and just making it for the general public. So the results, over 80% of county commissioners actually said they would support increasing alcohol excise taxes if the money went to pay for youth programs. Both directors and managers underestimated the level of support for the youth programs, but when we looked at just the general public, the directors and managers actually overestimated what level of support they thought their county commissioners would have on the same issue. But then when we asked about actually designating funds or voting to actually designate funds for this specific issue, overall we have a lower level of support. But again, county commissioners reported higher levels of support for this initiative than both the directors and the managers predicted they would. And directors actually underestimated more than the managers did. So with youth access, we covered four areas here. And the specific ones are enforcement and then laws and fines. And the enforcement question is, in order to check whether stores sell alcoholic beverages illegally to those under age 21, some communities use teenagers to make alcohol purchases as part of enforcement compliance checks. The second one is sometimes law enforcement use specially trained teens to ask adults outside liquor stores to purchase alcohol for them and then cite or ticket those adults who make the purchases. That's called the shoulder tap method. And then on the laws and fines, the question was, often teenagers get alcohol from older youth or adults who buy it for them, so would you support law or fine for these? And then the last one is, some communities are fining parents for holding alcohol parties in their homes for underage youth. So again, we had pretty high support among county commissioners for all of these policies and programs. Directors actually overestimated the level of support for compliance checks, but already we're at 80% level of support with county commissioners. We see a little bit different pattern here in that directors tended to overestimate the level of support, they still underestimate the level of support, but not as low as they had on the increasing taxes ones. Managers definitely underestimated level of support across all four of them. Excuse me. For designating funds, again, county commissioners, their level of support was much higher than what both the directors and the managers had predicted. So the results I've presented so far have been overall results. We went back and actually matched up county commissioners, directors, and managers based on the county level information to see whether or not we could actually predict if the directors or the managers' responses could predict their own county commissioners' responses to these specific questions. For the increasing taxes, all of them were not significant. I didn't bother putting the F or the P values on there. Just none of them were significant. So they weren't able to predict their own county commissioner's support for any of the increasing taxes. However, on youth access, directors were actually able to significantly report the level of support for both enforcement of compliance checks and then laws and fines for parents hosting alcohol parties. None of the managers were able to accurately predict the level of support of their own county commissioners on any of the items in the survey. So we do have some limitations to this study. There is no list of county commissioners serving on health boards, so we just sampled all county commissioners. Health department websites, they're not up to date with current activities or contact information, so it's very difficult to understand who in some of these health departments are actually working on these alcohol-related issues. We're dealing with multiple counties and regions in some of the areas in Minnesota, and this makes it really difficult because we're trying to match up county commissioners with specific health departments, but when the health department overlaps multiple counties and you've got multiple county commissioners involved, then it gets really tricky in trying to figure out who's actually matched up with whom. And again, this is all self-report. So, you know, on paper you could say, I support all these policies, and yes, I would vote for them. When you actually sit down to do it, that's going to be a different story. Also, I need to bring up again the 56% of commissioners responding. We don't know if these commissioners actually responded were the ones that were part of health boards, or maybe they're the ones that actually do work on the alcohol issues, or they do support the alcohol issues, and so the ones who didn't respond might be the majority of the rest of the boards who don't support the issues. And so when you go to vote, it's not just one person's voice voting on this issue, it's the entire county board. So in summary, we do have high levels of support in designating funds among county commissioners for all these alcohol control policies and programs. Directors and managers, they are consistently underestimating the level of commissioner's support and designation of funds. So the question is, are initiatives not being brought to governing bodies because of the perception of a lack of support among county commissioners? So.